BFBS.
Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
Hi, we're up to Kev Bayliss, the 303 SU. I've just passed halfway point of a 4-month tour. Second time down here, very different one from the first tour. I was serving as a corporal in Clumswing at the time. Today, people are fighting to get off the islands, whereas in 1982, I was part of Operation Corporate, part of the task force fighting to get on the islands. Forget your 30 days' notice, we were given 2 hours to pack our kit, and we were on our way. The idea was to bring in troops to reinforce the island's defences, but we were going to actually bolster the facilities at the airfield at Stanley. Unfortunately, or fortunately for me, the Argentinians invaded before we the chance to get down here. They actually got to Ascension Line before they did. At Ascension, we joined the Royal Fleet Auxiliary, Fort Austin, and 2 months sailing around the South Atlantic. I was sick every day, and I must admit, I confirmed my decision to join the RAF instead of Navy had been the correct one. First part of the cruise, it wasn't monotonous, just trying to keep fit, really. However, when we got near to the into the Tez, the total exclusion zone, and close to the islands, there were some very interesting days. I'd like to quote from my sergeant's diary he kept while he was down here. This is actually for Friday, 21st of May, when we actually came into the islands. 0200, off the coast of East Falklands. 0400, naval gun support, watching the bridge, quite spectacular. 0900, anchored up in Falkland Sound. 1200, air raid red, watching the bridge, 2 aircraft strafing Antrim, half a mile away. 1530, moved away from the Falkland Sound, too risky, now in rest of the fleet. 7 Mirage, 2 Picaras, 5 Skyhawks, 2 helicopters splashed. 1600, air raids finished, 4 attacks altogether. 1915, back to Stantu, another 4 attacks. So 1 aircraft shot down, plenty of missiles flying about. So far, 7 or 8 splash, 2 by Harriers. It's all quite hairy. 2000, yet another air raid. Most scary day so far, and it's not yet dark. That day, and over the next 6 days, we actually received 44 air attacks. Each air attack comprising waves of 4 aircraft. We finally disembarked, so we actually went on a landing craft for 2.5 hours to set up the communications at the Harrier Strip at Fort San Carlos. I must admit, standing in that landing craft for 2.5 hours was probably the scariest time. I felt totally exposed. Life on land when we got there was one of jumping in and out of trenches, different air raids and different alerts, and scrounging to survive. Most days we would carry 5 gallon jerry cans of fuel and big boxes of compost on our shoulders, about 1 kilometre up over the hills from the jetty. We commander Squires on June the 8th. He livened up the day by crashing his Harrier onto the runway and walked into the tent with a cut on his head, just stating what I landed, which I thought was quite funny, really.
Your stories.
BFBS.